With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana legislation seeking to change the definition of wild bison is in limbo, as the governor and secretary of state disagree over whether the bill has become law, Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Republican Secretary of State Corey Stapleton sent out a tweet Wednesday afternoon saying House Bill 132 became law because Democratic Governor Steve Bullock didn't deliver the bill to him within 10 days of vetoing it. However, a statement from Governor's Office spokesperson Marissa Perry says that Stapleton is confused. Perry says Bullock vetoed the bill within the 10-day deadline and the legislature was notified the same day. The Montana Constitution says the governor must sign or veto a bill within 10 days of it landing on his desk, else it becomes law. When the legislature is not in session, state law requires the governor return a vetoed bill along with the reasons for vetoing it to the Secretary of State, but a timeline for that isn't outlined. House Bill 132 attempted to clarify state definitions related to bison. Supporters of the bill, including the Montana Association of Counties, said the current definition of wild bison and wild buffalo is vague. The Montana American Indian Caucus opposed the bill, saying it could stand in the way of tribes creating wild buffalo herds. Montana Code Commissioner Todd Everett says nothing will happen to the bill until the Secretary of State and Governor reach an agreement, or the bill's fate is determined by a court. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
We've just released a new episode of our podcast, Riches Hill. Find it at our website. A federal appeals court has ruled that an ethics complaint made against any government employee in Montana is public information. A 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel ruled today that a state law requiring allegations of ethical breaches to be kept confidential violates the First Amendment. Republican State Representative Brad Cheetah sued to strike down the law after he revealed publicly in 2016 that he had filed an ethics complaint over allegations that Democratic Governor Steve Bullock misused a state airplane. Montana Commissioner of Political Practices Jeff Mangan says there are not any current confidential ethics complaints that must be made public because of the new ruling. Montana Democrats have their first candidate for the Secretary of State's office race in 2020. Missoula State Senator Bryce Bennett announced his bid for the office today. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Bennett declared his candidacy in a YouTube video released Wednesday morning.
I've dedicated my career to ensuring all eligible Montanans can participate in open, transparent, and secure elections.
Before Bennett was elected to the Senate in 2019, he served four terms in the Montana House of Representatives. The Democrats' campaign announcement says Bennett has backed campaign finance law targeting dark money and made it easier for rural voters to cast their ballots. Bennett is currently the executive director of the Montana Public Interest Research Group, or MONTPERC, a public policy advocacy group largely run by students. Republican Senate President Scott Sayles from Bozeman is the only other candidate to have announced a plan to run for Secretary of State. Current Secretary, Republican Corey Stapleton, is running for governor. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Mobile homeowners near Bozeman are seeing their property values rise, resulting in higher tax assessments. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reported today that early estimates indicate mobile homes in Gallatin County are seeing about a 40% increase in property tax values. A Montana Department of Revenue spokesperson says the property's condition, the number of bedrooms, and neighboring property values factor into determining tax market values. Tourists visiting Glacier National Park last year contributed $344 million to the economy in areas around the park. The National Park Service says 2018 spending was up 25% from the previous year. Nearly 3 million people visited Glacier Park last year, supporting 5,230 jobs. A federal judge says U.S. officials must consider the climate change effects from leasing about 250 square miles of public lands in Colorado and Utah for oil and gas exploration. The order today by U.S. District Judge Rudolph Contreras follows a March ruling that blocked drilling on energy leases in Wyoming and required a new environmental review. Contreras did not immediately block drilling in Colorado and Utah, but he does want a new review. His order came at the request of government attorneys. They say a new review is appropriate because the circumstances in Utah and Colorado are similar to what happened in Wyoming. Approval of the Wyoming leases was renewed earlier this month. Environmentalists say officials conducted only a cursory review and ignored the threat posed by climate change.
With Montana News, I'm Cassidy Alexander. Montana legislation seeking to change the definition of wild bison is in limbo as the governor and secretary of state disagree over whether the bill has become law. Warren Cates Carney reports.
Republican Secretary of State Corey Stapleton sent out a tweet Wednesday afternoon saying House Bill 132 became law because Democratic Governor Steve Bullock didn't deliver the bill to him within 10 days of vetoing it. However, a statement from Governor's Office spokesperson Marissa Perry says that Stapleton is confused. Perry says Bullock vetoed the bill within the 10-day deadline and the legislature was notified the same day. The Montana Constitution says the governor must sign or veto a bill within 10 days of it landing on his desk, else it becomes law. When the legislature is not in session, state law requires the governor return a vetoed bill along with the reasons for vetoing it to the Secretary of State, but a timeline for that isn't outlined. House Bill 132 attempted to clarify state definitions related to bison. Supporters of the bill, including the Montana Association of Counties, said the current definition of wild bison and wild buffalo is vague. The Montana American Indian Caucus opposed the bill, saying it could stand in the way of tribes creating wild buffalo herds. Montana Code Commissioner Todd Everett says nothing will happen to the bill until the Secretary of State and Governor reach an agreement, or the bill's fate is determined by a court. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana veterans are being invited to meetings to learn more about a new healthcare benefit this week and next. The VA is hosting afternoon sessions in Billings and Helena tomorrow, in Missoula Friday, and in Great Falls on June 4th on the Mission Act, which VA Secretary Robert Wilkie describes this way.
It says, if we cannot provide a service to you that you need, and you live a certain distance from our VA facility, then we give you the option of going into the private sector for that care.
Access to care under the Mission Act is scheduled to begin June 6th. I'm Cassidy Alexander, Montana Public Radio.